At this time recording, Beyblade X Season 2, now in episode 32. So, we literally in the half of Season 2 of Beyblade X anime, and I can say, they actually kinda wasted this anime. This anime could be peak, but they kinda ruined it. But in this video, I will not talk about how Berg never wins, how slow the battle is. I will talk about how kind of wasted a lot of potential, wasted a lot of time for Beyblade X Season 2. I know it might be too early to judge and trashing Season 2 of Beyblade X anime, but the fact that we actually at half of Beyblade X anime Season 2, yeah, I can say it's good to trash this thing up. So, sorry people, sorry everyone, but this is also based on my opinion, based on my thoughts, so yeah, stay tuned. Well, for the first couple episodes, it's alright, literally just to, to introduce us for a new bay, like Whale Wave, Leon Crash, Phoenix Rather, Samurai Saber, Crimson Garuda, and etc. It's alright. And then we have Maltese Journey. Well, I can say there is nothing really like crazy going on with Maltese Journey. She just visit her old school, meet her old sensei, and then Malti actually meet King Manju's family just to gain more knowledge about Baycrafter, because King Manju's mom is actually a person that they have knowledge about Baycrafter. Say this whole arc of Malti is alright, but I can say they actually can settle this down in just one episode. Like I believe they actually 2 episodes of this arc, which is, I don't know why, but I feel like it just took so long. Because the thing is, this character, which is Manju's family, they actually kind of like nothing that much. I mean, didn't give a huge impact to the story. I mean, yeah, it's just good for Malti, but I don't know. It's just nothing really. Like, if they feel kind of empty, but honestly, this art is fine, it's okay. And then we have Bird backstory, okay? Our favorite character backstory. And I don't know why the heck they wasted 3 dang episodes just for Bird's backstory. Like, seriously, let me simplify Bird backstory. So we have Bird, okay? We have Bird Kazami. This guy, okay? He actually good in everything. In every sport. This guy is good in every sport. Soccer, golf, tennis, badminton, whatever. This guy is good in every sport. Except Beyblade. And then we have this character, the name is Tsubasa. And this person loves Beyblade. And Bird want to try Beyblade. And Bird sucks in Beyblade. So Bird decided to go to the X Tower and blah 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 whatever. So they literally can make this thing in just one episode. Why they literally make this Bird backstory to 3 episodes? Right? They can just make it in one episode, but they just elaborate more, and that's it. We just wasted 2 episodes. Yay! Oh, we also have Ekusu backstory, which is based on the Blue Metal Code Grand Sword manga, which is kind of better than Bird Kazami background. I'm sorry, Bird fans, but yeah. And then we have Shiro. Yes, this guy arc. He kind of wasted, to be honest. Like, okay, listen, this guy, okay, he really want to impress Chrome, just to show Chrome Ryugu that he actually a strong blader, which he already is. But I don't know what's wrong with him. And this guy, okay, Shiro, okay, decided to ask Jinro, which is Ekusu master, okay, to train him, to make him become a stronger blader. Yes. And he also gonna waste it. Like, his new bae is Shelter Drake. Well, I'm sorry, Shelter Drake fans, but I must say Shelter Drake is kinda meh. Nobody really used Shelter Drake. Shelter Drake just meh. And the set of Shelter Drake literally just a DLC for Impact Drake. So I don't know why they elaborate more on Shiro's story. Like in manga, Shiro just, yo guys, check out my new bae, Shelter Drake. Like in anime, oh, Shiro just meet Jinro. He trains with Jinro. He also met Queen Manju. Yeah. We just wasted a lot of episode again for a guy who just changed Shelter Drake which is not really good bait. It's super thin bait. So, what the hell is this? And we have Impact Drake debut, which is, I can say, is excellent. It's lovely. Splendid video. I love it. And then Impact Drake goes silent. Freak. And then we have some of Team Goldia's debut, which is really nice for a couple of episodes. But the main episode of Team Goldia's is kind of boring. It's pretty slow. Like, the only awesome and crazy battle, and I mean peak battle, is literally just Crimson Garuda versus Hell Chain. That's the only awesome and peak battle. The other battle, which is Samurai Saber versus Golem Rock, is kinda slow. And Ghost Circle versus Nightmare is just really boring. Like, it just wasted a lot of freaking time. And then we actually have a episode when they elaborate a little bit of Impact Drake, which is Akasu finally meet Crow with Impact Drake. And after that, Impact Drake goes silent again. Wow, peak cinema. And then guess what they do? They literally just elaborate on Team Zuganic. Like, bro, Team Zuganic is season 1 team. So why they need to elaborate more? I mean, why we actually have episode where Taguro use yellow Viper Tail and Chopin use purple Rhino Horn? Why we need to watch this episode again? Why? I mean, obviously for marketing, but why again? Why? Well, there is also like some filler that I actually like, which is King Manju versus Queen Manju, which is the battle that I believe we all want to see, which is, you know, King versus his grandmother, which is really want to see that. And also we have the episode when a person used Talon Terra and also Scratch Bear, which is cool. That's actually a good filler. We need that. Alright, now we actually got back in track. Okay, now season 2 actually get back in track, because ECX introduction, ECX debut. So it's pretty awesome couple of episodes. We actually have Ren Brave, and we have Wizard Art versus her sister, which is Wise Tiger, Multi versus Shigeru. And we finally have a good episode for our boy Bird Kazami. And that's it for season 2. I mean, half of season 2. So, alright, it's been 7 minutes straight I trashing about Beyblade X Season 2. I mean, half of them, not all of them, half of them, okay? And I really, really hope they did this for a couple of last episodes. I mean, I believe 19 episodes, alright? First, please elaborate more on Team Goldiex, okay? Show them their backstory and everything. And so elaborate more on the new team, which is Team Misleader, the one that have Fox, Scorpion and Triceratops. Please, okay, elaborate on them instead of Team Zugane or Team Yggdrasil or whatever season 1 team or whatever this guy. Please stop, alright, elaborating on new characters, okay? Number 2, please elaborate more on Impact Drake, because people love that bit. People actually excited when, you know, the dark power, the dark spirit of Beyblade actually returning in Beyblade X. We love that. Like, we seriously literally just got 2 episodes in this half of season 2 about Impact Drake, or 3, I don't remember. But seriously, just few of them, like, they, like, you guys, okay, the studio, the manga need to elaborate more, need to, you know, promote more about Impact Drake, because, you know, it's hype, okay? It's the hypest thing in Beyblade X Season 2 now. Number 3, the antagonist, okay, like, seriously, Omega Shiroboshi, the antagonist need more screen time. She need to aura farm in this season, okay, compared to the 1 or 2, the best season from Beyblade Burst, which is Beyblade Burst God and Beyblade Burst Chouzi, you can see that the antagonist actually got introduced really early in the season, and they literally aura farming, and people love that. So why not? Okay, they give Omega a lot of screen time just to aura farming, to basically just hype out Beyblade X Season 2. They didn't do that. And elaborate more on Team Zodiac. That's what they need to do, instead of, I don't know, wasting a lot of episode for the backstory for the Season 1 team, or the character that we don't care, the character that don't give a huge impact to the story. They need to focus in on the antagonist, the new characters that actually have impact to the story instead of useless and nothing character. So I can say that's it. That's what they need to do now instead of, again, I repeat this so many times in this video. Alright, please stop focusing on, like, nothing character. Focusing on the antagonist now. That's what they need to do now. Alright. Well, in my opinion, half of season 2 of Baby X is wasted. Alright. There is a lot of arc that they can actually settle it down in just one or two episodes. But they decided to make it like 3 or 4 episodes. I don't know why. I don't know how. But it happens. They did it. And they elaborate more on season 1 characters instead of season 2 characters, which is way more interesting than season 1 characters. I don't know why they just abandon a lot of new characters in season 2, because in season 2 we actually have a lot of interesting characters, but obviously they didn't, you know, elaborate on them. So yeah, what do you guys think of the half of episode of season 2 of Baby X Anime? I really, really hope all this, you know, 19 left episode of Baby X season 2, they improve, okay? They doing what they need to do now. So that's it guys for today's video. I'm sorry if you guys annoyed by this video. I'm sorry if you guys, you know, annoyed by my voice and my accent in this video. I'm so sorry. I'm sorry trashing of Baby X season 2 anime. Like, I'm not gonna lie guys, the only problem in Baby X is the anime. The product is amazing, it's fun. I love Baby X product so much, but the anime is lacking. It sucks, to be honest. So yes, thank you guys so much for watching. Have fun and keep baby eating. Respect your parents. Bye bye.